Welcome to the 17th SNI and SNI Digital Baghdad Neurosurgery online meeting, held on September 4th, 2022. The meeting originator and coordinator is Samer Haas, University of Baghdad and Cincinnati. The meeting title is Sharing Iraqi Neurosurgery Experience in Different Cities, General Neurosurgery, Medical College Status, Microneurosurgery, and Orbital Surgery, September 2022. The speaker will discuss neurosurgery in Baghdad, personal experience, 2,000 cases per year. Dr. Anwar N. Hafidit, Head, Department of Neurosurgery, Neurosurgery Teaching Hospital, Baghdad. The introduction is by Professor A. Hadi Al-Khalili, the former chair of the Department of Neurosurgery at Baghdad University.
We start with Dr. Anwar. Anwar Nouri, he is a graduate of Baghdad Medical School in 1984, and he got his Iraqi Board of Neurosurgery in 1998. And he is senior consultant in a neurosurgical hospital, and he supervised many board students and board students in Iraq, in brackets that called the PhD students, like, because the degree of board in Iraq equals PhD in qualification by the Ministry of Higher Education. So Dr. Anwar is going to talk us with what his has an experience in the neurosurgical hospital in general, and what he has seen, and what are interesting points he would like to let us know all. So thank you. It's yours, Dr. Anwar.
Hello, everyone. I am Dr. Anwar, consultant neurosurgeon. I work in one of the oldest hospitals in Iraq, in neurosurgery, which is the neurosurgical hospital of Baghdad. It's established in 1970. It involves about 120 beds, and with ICU. We have a specialized surgeon, about 18, and we are the center of Iraqi board and Arabian board for student postgraduate. I will show here in my PowerPoint the work of our hospital in 2021, work of 1 year last year, which all the operations in our hospital. We did in our hospital about craniotomy for tumors, 492 operation in our hospital. We did also posterior fossa surgery, 34 patients. We did craniotomy for traumatic hematoma, epidural or subdural or intracerebral, 260. Also, we did laminectomy, which includes cervical or dorsal, cervical or dorsal or lumbar, 324. We did the VP shunt, about 480. Also, craniosynostosis, 20 patients. Spinal cord tumor surgery, including the cervical tumor or dorsal tumor or lumbar tumor, 12 cases. Meningocele and myelomeningocele, 104. Vascular surgery, aneurysm, ABM, myomaya, 60 patients. Carpal tunnel syndrome, peripheral nerve surgery, 96 patients. ETV, 52 patients. Deep brain stimulation, 6 patients. Optic nerve fenestration for BIH, 6. Phrenoplasty, 25. Stereotaxis surgery for biopsy or sometimes for planning for flab, 22. Endoscopic surgery, panel or transsphenoidal, 100. This is all surgeries from 1 January to 31 December 2021. The total is 2,093 operation per year. Thank you.
Well, that's very short and concise, Dr. Anwar. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The floor is open for questions now, please.
Yes, I may ask again. We just cannot but be amazed at the incredible work that you do, and I don't have to be flattering to you guys. I don't know you, you don't know me, but really an amazing work that you all do there. What calls my attention is, I mean, two of the questions. How many residents you have in the program?
We have about 18 residents.
18 residents at different years. And of those 34 cases are posterior fossa that you mentioned, posterior fossa as a separate entity. Those are to the Chiari type 1 group, or which are those posterior fossa tumor? Are tumors or?
No, I mean.
Because tumors were included in the tumor group.
Posterior tumor, yeah.
I see. So the oncology surgery is close to 500, no? Because 400 tumors plus the posterior fossa or tumor surgery is close to at the 500. One last question. Do you know roughly how many cases of Chiari type 1 you do?
It was involved with spinal surgery.
I see. I understand.
With spinal surgery. Stenosis of Chiari, our tumor, spinal surgery.
I see. I understand. So is now...
Our hospital.
I see. Understand.
Sorry. This is only our hospital.
Only hospital
in Baghdad.
No. I got that. You're doing a remarkable thing. And 18 residents, and how involved are the residents in the surgery? I mean, they assist. They do surgeries on their own, or
you know, our resident class number one, class two, three, four, five. The five is the final. The final can help us to open the craniotomy. Closure the dura, but with a surgeon, with a specialist. His level, level one or level two, the only observer.
Class, I see.
The first class, only observer. But when he reached the level three or four, he can take the opening the craniotomy or closure the dura or skin.
I see. Incredible. Very good.
When the residents finish your training, where do they go? Join somebody in practice or another hospital? What is the general plan? How do they mature in as a neurosurgeon?
When he passes the examination, he will work under observation of senior for 2-3 years, just around, then he takes his work. Postgraduate, when he passed the examination, he stay for 3 years under supervision of.
So they stay with you.
Then he get the ability to work.
So they stay with you to develop their skills and mature, and then eventually they decide what they want to do. Is that correct?
Maybe in different centers, Jim.
I see.
Yes. Yeah. 3 years.
Yes. And Dr. Anwar, one other question. How many do you teach students in your hospital, or is there not enough space or time for that? What's your relationship with the medical school?
About 18 students, 18 different levels.
Medical school, Anwar.
La, ma adna medical school. يعني عن university ما عدنا إحنا بال. The university بال بس medical city or Kennedy Hospital ما عدنا إحنا. We have no medical school. We have no.
No medical okay. students. Yeah.
No. Only Ministry of Health. Yeah, I mean, doctor. Yeah.
Sure.
The student in the University of Kindy or of Baghdad.
What do you see as your greatest need in the next 5 years? As you see the demand for neurosurgery expanding, what do you see that you need and what you can do? Did I make that clear, Heidi? I'm not sure.
Yes, you're clear.
Sorry,
the voice
is not clear.
Oh. In the coming 5 years, what do you want? What are your aims? What's your plans?
In my hospital?
Anywhere in general, as a neurosurgeon, as a leader.
We're planning to get a Gamma Knife Center. You know, we have four centers, Gamma Knife in Iraq. We're planning for a Gamma Knife Center only in our hospital. I think about 1 to 2 years, they will bring us a Gamma Knife.
Yeah. And how about for neurosurgery in general in 5 years time? What's your vision for the specialty in general?
We try to, as Al-Shafi say, we'll do some specialization.
Yeah, great.
We start for pediatric graduate, 2 years. We will spine surgery and pediatric. We have two students on pediatric and two for spine.
Yeah.
With skill base.
We hope this will be like the general.
Also, we have one with on skill base, endoscopic transfemoral.
Yeah, that's great.
How many operating rooms do you have, or do you have a number of operations you do every day, or is it limited? I'm not sure I said that right, Hadi.
You are
every day.
Right. How many operation theaters do you have, and how many operations do you do?
Seven theater. We have seven theater, about 8 to 9 daily. If there is no trauma.
Yeah.
Well, it tells me you're very busy. That's why you have white hair. Okay, thank you. Terrific accomplishments. Terrific job,
Dr. Anwar. I would like to ask you about gamma navigation, neural navigation. Do you use it, or shall we have Shahid Adnan neural navigation? Is it working? Do you use it there, or Shahid Adnan?
وقف. لا.
It's not working anymore.
No. Out of order.
Out of order, sir.
What a shame. Because we used it, as you remember, Dr. Ali, many times.
Yes, sir, we used it, but it's about 2004, it went out of order. The company could not fix it.
I see.
Yes, the contract is something with contracts.
Yeah. One question, Dr. Anwar, if I may.
No.
Can you tell us about the mortality and morbidity?
No.
Just an idea.
If we mention the mortality, we have our hospital is a trauma center. We can divide the mortality into two types.
Yeah.
Cold case mortality and traumatic mortality.
Yeah.
Traumatic mortality, and this is clear.
Yeah.
Mortality of our cold case, about 1-2%.
That's great. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
That's really wonderful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's a very, very busy service, very busy to take care of all that, plus trauma, which you can't schedule.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know.
I think
Dr. Ali, have a comment?
Ali Shachi.
Yes, I have one question to my friend Anwar, who works in a hospital which is liked by every neurosurgeon. I noticed the number, maybe you didn't tell us, number peritoneal shunt, is it Did you do lumbar peritoneal shot? Oh, because I didn't see the number. And do you still work peripheral nerve injuries? Because there was no case of peripheral nerve injury. Thank you.
Well, less the peripheral nerve injury, less. I'm an outpatient. The problem is we have LP now. Then and the device is not present now. We did outpatient, but less than before. You know, the outpatient is very expensive outside. The surgery is less. We transfer the patient to the Sheikh Adnan or Medical City.
Right, thanks. Dr. Anjam, you have a question?
It was on a comment, actually, sir.
Yes, please.
Greeting to Dr. Anwar, and I am very happy to see him again. I'm proud that I am one of his students, and proud to be that he was my supervisor when I was in neurosurgical hospital in Baghdad. So he should be proud that he generate a lot of neurosurgeon in Iraq, and I am proud to be one of them. So he's a great teacher. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. We are all proud of him.
Thank you, Anjam. I am proud. I am student of Saad Hadi Khalili, and I am proud as student of Saad Witri. Well, this is the days before this.
Can I comment, sir?
Yes, please. Yeah. Can you stop the sharing, any Dr. Anwar?
No.
The sharing? You stop the sharing?
No, I'm stop.
Oh, wonderful. Thanks.
Thank you, Dr. Anwar, for this presentation. For everybody may know or may don't know that Dr. Anwar is my supervisor during residency, and I'm proud to be of Neurosurgery Teaching Hospital. One of the busiest neurotrauma center all over the world. And that's what we represent here, even in US, that this type of drainage, including the trauma, in addition to all the number that Dr. Anwar showed, this give an idea about how intense the training, how high volume the center is. And for everybody, they usually ask me that, did the neurosurgery teaching hospital teaching you the microsurgery? I answer them with, they teach me anatomy and teach me hemostasis. And if you know anatomy and hemostasis, this is the real base of neurosurgery. The additional and advancement will be just easy to fit on the full armamentarium. So I'm really thankful for him. I'm proud of him being here. And yeah, he's a real surgery teacher. And thank you.
The video editors were Mustafa Ismail, College of Medicine, University of Baghdad, and Fatima Ayad, fourth-year medical student, University of Baghdad. We hope you enjoyed this presentation. Please fill out your evaluation of this video to receive CME credit. This series is supported by the James I. and Carolyn R. Ausman Educational Foundation, owner of SNI and SNI Digital, and the Waymaster Corporation, producers of the Leading Gen television series, Silent Majority Speaks, Role Models, and the Medical News Network. This recorded session is available free on snidigital.org. Send your questions or comments to ausman@snidigital.org. Thank you.